Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm thrilled you've decided to spend part of your day with us, whether you're tuning in while taking a break from your research, sipping your morning coffee, or maybe even procrastinating just a bit on that next chapter draft. I'm here to share a conversation that I hope will inspire and motivate you. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both exciting and perhaps a bit daunting for many of you. Life after the dissertation, career paths, and opportunities for PhD graduates. It's a journey that many before you have embarked on, and yet each path is beautifully unique. Our goal today is to shed some light on the myriad of doors that open once you've got that hard-earned diploma in hand. The purpose of today's episode goes beyond the celebration of crossing the dissertation finish line. It's about what comes next. For many PhD learners, the focus has been so intently set on the research, the writing, and the defense that the horizon beyond can seem a bit fuzzy. We're here to bring that horizon into sharp focus to explore the landscape of opportunities that await you. So grab a notepad or just let the conversation wash over you. Either way, I promise you'll come away from today's episode with a clearer vision of the vast possibilities that your PhD can unlock. Let's dive in. Let's talk about the world that awaits PhD graduates outside the traditional academic path. It's vast, it's exciting, and it's filled with possibilities that you might not have even considered yet. First off, let's start with a little motivation. Remember, the value of your PhD isn't confined to the academic world. Far from it. The skills you've honed over the course of your doctoral journey, critical thinking, research, problem solving, and communication, just to name a few, are in high demand, and not just in universities. There's a whole wide world out there that needs what you have to offer. Now let's dive into the diversity of roles that exist beyond academia. Imagine industries like technology, where PhD graduates are leading the charge in research and development, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Then there's the pharmaceutical world, where your research can directly contribute to groundbreaking medical advancements. And let's not forget about government and nonprofits, where policymaking positions await those who are passionate about societal change and have the expertise to back it up. But how do you match your unique blend of skills and interests with the right non-academic career? Here's a practical piece of advice. Start with introspection. Reflect on what drives you, what you're passionate about, and the kind of impact you want to have. Then, look for roles that align with those interests. Networking, informational interviews, and even online platforms can be great resources to explore the vast landscape of opportunities. To bring this all to life, let's share a couple of success stories. There's the story of a PhD graduate in sociology who transitioned into a leading role at a tech company, using data analytics to influence product development. Then there's the biochemistry PhD who now heads a team at a pharmaceutical company working on the next generation of medications. These stories are not just inspiring, they're a testament to the range of possibilities that await you. Remember, your PhD is more than a title, it's a toolkit. A toolkit that the world beyond academia is eager to make use of. Whether it's in tech, pharmaceuticals, government, or nonprofits, your skills are transferable, valued, and can truly make a difference. So, as you think about life after the dissertation, remember that your potential is not limited to academia. The world is your oyster, and the opportunities are as vast as your imagination. Let's embrace them with open arms. In this segment, we're turning our focus towards academia, but with a twist. Yes, teaching and research are the bread and butter of academic careers, But let's not stop there. There's a whole spectrum of roles within academia that tap into the unique skill sets PhD holders possess. Think academic administration, grant writing, and educational technology. These positions offer a chance to influence the academic landscape from a different vantage point. So, how do you get your foot in the door for these less conventional roles? Networking is key. Academic conferences aren't just for presenting papers, they're gold mines for making connections that can lead to unexpected opportunities. LinkedIn and alumni networks are also invaluable resources. Engage with your academic community online and offline, share your interests, and don't be shy about your ambition to explore diverse roles within academia. Now let's talk about the entrepreneurial academic. Imagine leveraging your research and expertise to forge your own path. Whether it's starting a consulting firm, launching a publishing house, or developing a tech startup, the possibilities are as broad as your imagination. Your PhD has equipped you with critical thinking, problem-solving skills, and, most importantly, the ability to dive deep into complex issues. These are the exact qualities that make a successful entrepreneur. But where do you start? First, identify a market need that aligns with your expertise. Then, craft a business plan that's both realistic and ambitious. Remember, starting a venture is a journey filled with learning and adaptation. And mentorship can be a game changer. Connect with those who've walked this path before, within academic circles and beyond. Entrepreneurial ecosystems, often found at universities or through online communities, can provide support, resources, and invaluable guidance. In sum, academia offers a landscape rich with opportunities for those willing to explore beyond the traditional paths. Whether you're drawn to the operational side of academic institutions, intrigued by the challenge of grant writing, or inspired to embark on your own entrepreneurial journey, your PhD is a powerful tool. It opens doors to roles that influence education, drive innovation, and create new knowledge. So as you consider your next steps, remember that your journey doesn't have to be confined to the classroom or lab. The skills you've honed during your PhD have prepared you to make a significant impact in academia and beyond. Let's embrace the possibilities and carve out a path that's uniquely yours. As we continue our journey today, we're focusing on a critical aspect of post-PhD life, translating academic skills to the broader market and the indispensable role of continuous learning. Let's dive right in. First, let's talk about articulating the value of your PhD skills to non-academic employers. It's all about framing. You've mastered research, critical thinking, and project management, skills that are gold in any sector. But here's the key. You need to translate these into language that resonates outside academia. For instance, your research skills. They're not just about diving into literature, they're about problem solving and data analysis. Critical thinking, that's your ability to evaluate information from multiple sources and make informed decisions. And project management, you've led complex projects from conception to completion. These are the narratives you want to weave during interviews or networking opportunities. Now let's not overlook soft skills. Communication, teamwork, adaptability, these are just as crucial. In many ways, they're the bridge between your hard skills and real-world application. They demonstrate your ability to collaborate, navigate change, and convey complex ideas in accessible terms. Highlighting these skills can significantly broaden your career prospects. Moving on to lifelong learning and adaptability. In today's fast-paced job market, staying current is not optional, it's essential. Continuous learning ensures you remain competitive and can pivot when necessary. How do you stay current? Professional development courses are a great start. They can help you build new skills or deepen existing ones. Online learning platforms offer a wealth of knowledge at your fingertips, from short courses to full degree programs. And don't forget about industry networking events. These gatherings are gold mines for insights on trends, challenges, and opportunities in your field. In summary, the journey beyond your PhD is not just about leveraging the skills you've acquired, it's about continuously building on them. Translating your academic expertise to the broader market requires a blend of strategic framing and an emphasis on soft skills. Meanwhile, embracing lifelong learning and adaptability ensures you can navigate the evolving landscape of your chosen field. Remember, your PhD journey has equipped you with a unique set of tools. With the right mindset and strategies, you're well prepared to carve out a fulfilling and dynamic career path. Let's keep learning, growing, and adapting every step of the way. And now, we've reached one of my favorite parts of the show, the Q&A segment, where we get to connect directly with you, our listeners. Your questions always add so much value and bring a fresh perspective to our discussions. Let's dive into some of the questions you've pre-submitted and those coming in live, tying them back to today's theme. First up, we have a question from Luke, who asks, "How can I start networking effectively if I'm looking to transition out of academia?" Great question, Luke. Start by identifying the sectors or roles you're interested in. LinkedIn is a fantastic tool for this. Connect with professionals in those areas, and don't be shy to reach out for informational interviews. Remember, people generally like to share their experiences and advice. It's all about making genuine connections, not just adding names to your contact list. Attend industry conference, webinars, and workshops to immerse yourself in your chosen field. The key is to be curious, open, and proactive. Next, we have a live question from Christine. What's the best way to highlight my research skills in a non-academic job application? Christine, that's an important consideration. Tailor your CV to showcase how your research skills solve problems. Use specific examples from your PhD work that demonstrate project management, critical analysis, and the ability to synthesize complex information. Employers value these skills, so make sure they're front and center. And here's a quick one from Jordan, coming in live. Can you recommend any resources for continuous learning? Absolutely, Jordan. Online platforms like Coursera, EDX, and Udemy offer courses across a vast range of subjects. Also, professional associations in your field often provide webinars and workshops. Libraries and bookstores are filled with resources on the latest industry trends and skills. Keep your curiosity alive, and you'll always find ways to grow and adapt. I wish we had time for more questions, but keep them coming for our next episode. Your engagement truly brings our community to life, creating a dynamic and interactive atmosphere that enriches us all. Whether you're navigating a career transition, looking to enhance your skill set, or simply curious about the world beyond your PhD, remember, you're not alone. We're here to support and inspire each other every step of the way. Thank you for your thoughtful questions and for being an integral part of today's conversation. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, I want to thank you all for joining us on this enlightening journey through the vast landscape of opportunities awaiting PhD graduates. We've explored the exciting potential beyond academia, the value of translating your academic skills for the wider market, the importance of continuous learning, and how to engage and interact to maximize your post-dissertation path. Remember, the completion of your dissertation is not just an academic milestone. It's the beginning of a journey filled with a broad spectrum of career possibilities. Approach this next phase with optimism, resilience, and an open mind. Whether you're drawn to the unconventional roles within academia, intrigued by the prospect of starting your own venture, or looking to make an impact in the industry, government, or nonprofits, your skills and dedication can take you far. Before we sign off, I want to direct you to a fantastic resource that could change the way you approach your dissertation and beyond. How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who not only completed 2 dissertations in 6 months, but has laid out the playbook for you to do the same. It's a treasure trove of insights, strategies, and practical advice to help you navigate your doctoral journey with confidence. You can download this playbook from writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for spending this time with us. Here's to your success, both within the halls of academia and beyond. Keep pushing boundaries, stay curious, and never stop learning. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.